Welcome to episode 5 of Stronghold of Happiness, where, desperate to see Ella, Peter soon finds himself on a shattering and life-changing situation.
Cranmore St. Michael, the village green.
Now, to find my darling Ella. Oh, maybe that chap can help.
You be lost, I suppose.
Well, yes. I'm looking for the cottage of a recently widowed lady.
Ah, no, let me see. That's Mrs. Trent, I reckon. She'd live in Rose Cottage. That's straight across the green, the one with the brown gate.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Rose Cottage, Cranmore St. Michael. 40 minutes later.
Are you Mrs. Butt's sister?
I am. She all right?
She's fine. Just checking I'm in the right place. I believe Miss Harvey is staying here.
She is here, but not able to see anyone at the present.
But I'm her boyfriend. I've been away, you see. I'm desperate to see her.
As I said, she can't see anyone at this time.
Look, Mrs. Trent, I don't mean to be rude, but you don't understand.
Oh, I understand perfectly, young man. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Ella? Are you in there?
Peter? Yes?
Is there a baby in there?
Yes.
Is it your baby?
Yes, I was...
On a cliff edge, Downside Cove.
Bit near the cliff edge there, Samwise. Looks bloody dangerous to me.
How did you... What are you...
Here, take my hand. That's it, old boy. Take a good swig of this. There's a good chap.
Thank you, Sergeant.
No problem, old boy. But do call me Edward. How are you feeling now?
Better, sir. Edward, just totally bloody shattered. My whole life has collapsed in the most horrendous way.
I'm really sorry to hear that, old chap. Look, can I take you to see someone? Your parents, maybe?
Yes, please. But how on earth...
Did I get here? Well, I arrived at Woodley House, and an American Army officer came over to me and said that my house had been commandeered by the Army. So I thought, let's go and see Samways. I was flagged down by a soldier who told me that a young man on a motorbike had just stormed through the barricade.
So how did you get through?
Well, I calculated it was you who tore through and asked if I could go and find you. Amazingly, you waved me on. The uniform comes in useful sometimes.
You saved my life.
Just returning the favour, old boy. Now let's go and see your family.
Flat 14. Soon afterwards.
Mother, Ella has a baby. A baby, how could she?
What about poor Ella? It's hard for her too.
Hard for her? What about me? My life has been ruined.
And so's her life, Peter.
No. What she did was of her own making. And I'm supposed to just get on with it.
I do understand your sheer frustration, Peter, but what you must realise is that...
Yes. Yes, what is it, Mother? What I must realise is what?
It's that Ella is... She's a victim.
Victim?
For God's sake, Peter. She was taken advantage of at Harrington's Christmas party. And poor girl, she's had to bear the consequences. This is for you. I meant to give it to you earlier. It's from Gran. She wrote it just before she died.
My dear Peter, I may not see the end of the war, but I pray that you will. Having lived through the First World War, I know that war changes everything, and that when you return, nothing would be quite the same. Nothing, that is, except the love you have from your family, which is constant and true. I wish to tell you something that not even your mother knows. The man who brought me up was not my real father. No, my real father abandoned my mother when he heard she was pregnant. But the man who brought me up was a most wonderful man, loving and caring. I could not have wished for a kinder father. Love, true love, is so precious. If you find it, Peter, hold on to it and cherish it. Armed with true love, you can overcome whatever trials life may throw at you. My love, as always, Gran.
Oh, dear God. Ella.
Rose Cottage, the same afternoon.
Good day, Mrs. Trent. Sergeant Samways wishes to apologise to you for his earlier behaviour. He's now apprised with all the facts, and he would like to apologise to Miss Harvey.
I am so humbly sorry, Mrs. Trent, and would like to thank you for all your kindness to Miss Harvey.
You young men are all the same. Seems to me that anyone can say I love you. But it takes someone special to say I forgive you. I just hope Miss Harvey can. Wait there.
The parlour, Rose Cottage. 5 minutes later.
Oh, my darling Ella. Can you forgive my awful behaviour this morning?
There's nothing to forgive, my love. You had a terrible shock. Heavens, it's just so wonderful to see you.
Oh, my wonderful Ella. Would you do me the great honour of becoming my wife?
Yes, oh yes.
Thank God. I couldn't live without you now. I guess I will have to ask your father.
No, my love, you won't. I'll be 21 soon, and anyway, he's in London working for the Red Cross.
That's a relief. When will the baby wake up?
She's just about to wake up, I think.
May I hold her, please?
Of course you can. This is Georgia.
Hello, Georgia. I'm your father. I've been away for a while, but I'm here to stay now.
Oh, Peter, you made me so happy.
And we've been happy ever since.
Flat 14, January 1943.
Well, Ella, that was a lovely wedding and reception.
It really was. The whole day has been very special, and it's so kind of you to let us live here till we can find somewhere else.
'Tis our pleasure, and yes, it was a most lovely day. And little Georgia was so good, bless her.
She loved all the attention.
'Tis nice to have you both in the family, my dear.
Thanks, Dad. I wonder what's keeping Peter.
He'll soon be here, my dear. Some chap wanted a word with him, I believe.
Oh, here's our Peter now.
Sorry to have been so long, my love.
Is everything all right, darling?
Yes, yes, it is. Just had a bit of a shock, but a nice one, if that makes sense. The stranger who appeared at the reception was Edward Spencer's solicitor.
Edward Spencer? That's the man who was kind to you the day when...
The day I came to my senses.
But why was his solicitor here? I don't understand.
The reason he came was to tell me that, sadly, Edward passed away 2 weeks ago.
Oh, that's so sad, my love. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yes, it is so very sad. Apparently he always knew that he would not live that long. Nearly all the male side of his family had died a young age from heart attack, which is sudden and final.
That's awful.
What a burden to carry around.
I know, but that's not all. I can hardly believe what's happened to myself.
What is it, my love?
Edward has left everything to me in his will.
That's so kind of him, Peter.
It most certainly is. When I say everything, I mean everything. His entire estate and a huge amount of money.
Oh, Peter, this is such bittersweet news. Your friend has died, and his passing has secured our future.
Would that be the Woodley estate, son?
Yes, that's right, Dad.
I tell you what, I'd love to come and trap some rabbits there. Your mother had to buy some from Brian the butcher's the other day.
Oh, 'tis a miracle after everything this happened. It's a real miracle.
It is, Mum. My head's in a whirl. And Edward's letter is, well... You'll see.
Dear Peter,
By now you will have met Mr. Cousins, my solicitor, and you will know the news of my will. Hope you're not too baffled by it. It's just that you are the most decent chap I know, and there's no one else I'd rather leave the old place to than yourself. To be honest, this is nothing compared to what you have. Your gorgeous soon-to-be wife, your loyal, steadfast family, and your beautiful little girl. But it is my sincerest hope that the old estate will bring you all every happiness, which you richly deserve. With regards to the money, well, you'll need a fair portion of it to upkeep the estate. As for the rest, all I ask is that you enjoy it. I learnt a lot from you, Peter, and I feel privileged to have met you and your family, all extraordinary people. With every good wish, Edward Spencer.
Well, I couldn't be happier for the both of you. Now, if you will excuse me, I must go and pen up the vows.
Dad's right, we're so very happy for you both. 'Tis hard to put into words what's happened. But, oh, what an amazing wedding gift. One that will last a lifetime. Well, I'll say good night then.
Thanks, Mum. Good night.
Thanks for your help today, Mum.
'Tis our pleasure, son.
We'll never forget this day, will we, Peter?
We certainly won't, and it's not over yet.
Tune in to next week's episode, where, after the complete turnaround of events, shortly before D-Day, Hannah reveals her encounter with a handsome GI, and Ella makes an incredible discovery. But can it really be true?